弟兄姐妹们，主日平安。现在是我们共读神的话语的时间。我们今天要念的是马太福音的28章16到20节。马太福音的28章16到20节。我们翻到以后呢，我们请一起来念马太福音的28章16到20节。好，请11个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上，他们见了耶稣就拜他。然而还有人疑惑，耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施浸，你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。求神的话语常存在我每位弟兄姐妹同心中。接下来请牧师介绍Jeff Scott。
高兴跟他介绍今天的讲员，我们今天的讲员就是我们这间美国教会的主任牧师Pastor Jeff McCarty。麦牧师他是一位非常注重神的国度、胸襟非常大的牧师，他的教会、他们的好意还有神的恩典，使我们可以在这里一周又一周的聚会。今天为他做翻译的是陈伯仁弟兄。Today's speaker is Pastor Jeff McCarty, the senior pastor of Church on Pearl, our host church. It's by Pastor Jeff's kindness and of course God's grace that we are meeting here week after week. Today's translator is Professor Chen.
Good morning.
早安。
Welcome to a fine, wonderful Sunday.
今天是一个很美好的一个早上。
Your congregation has been generous to us.
你们贵宗真是对我们很慷慨。
We truly appreciate what you have done for us as a church.
我们真的是很感激你们对我们教会所做一切的事情。
Just a little place here in the city of Santa Monica.
这是一个在 Santa Monica 一个小地方。
But we're definitely here for God's purpose.
但是我们肯定的是在这个地方是为神有一个目的在这个地方。
We share that together.
我们一起来分享那个事情。
I'm the pastor for the Church on Pearl.
我是在这个教会的牧师。
But more importantly,
但是更重要的
I'm a servant of Christ.
我是耶稣基督的仆人。
And more important than being the pastor at the Church on Pearl,I'm the husband of Carla.
但是更重要除了我是这个教会的牧师之外，我是我太太 Carla 的丈夫。
We've been blessed with 4 children.
神祝福我们给我们4个孩子。
Candace, Brittany, Kendra, and Kendall.
那是4个孩子的名字。
If you look outside, you see a little race car.
如果你到看到外面，你看到有一些赛车。
That's my son and I's hobby.
这是我儿子跟我的兴趣。
I'm a math teacher for LAUSD.
我是在UCSD 的一个学校的老师，一个数学的老师。
I also have a degree in engineering.
我有一个在工程上的学位。
I've worked for Douglas Aircraft.
我曾经为那个 Douglas 那个飞机公司来工作过。
And I've worked for Lockheed Martin.
我曾经也在 Lockheed Martin 做过工作。
I actually consider myself a simple man.
我想我自己是一个很简单的人。
But I have a significant life purpose.
但是我的人生却有一个很明确的目的。
My life purpose is wrapped up in 2 scripture passages.
我人生的目的可以说围绕在圣经的2个经节。
And I know that you're going to be familiar with both.
我想你们当中很多人可能很熟悉这两处的经文。
The first one is in Matthew chapter 22.
第一个地方就是在马太福音22章。
Verses 37 and 38.
37节、38节。
Matthew Matthew 22:37 says,
马太福音第22章37节这么说，
Jesus replied,
耶稣对他们说，
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, with all your mind.
你要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神。
This is the first and greatest commandment.
这是诫命中的第一且是最大的。
And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself.
其次也相仿，就是爱人如己。
Now what in the world does it mean to love God?
到底这两条经文在讲什么，什么是爱神呢？
I mean, he's got everything, or like, could make everything.
神他是他创造了一切，他可以做一切的事情。
Does he honestly need anything?
他真的需要一些事情吗？
It's like buying a gift for your mom. She's already got it all.
好像你要买一个东西给你妈妈，她已经有一切的事情，一切的东西她所要的。
But the scripture gives us some things that are important when we come to loving God.
但是经上告诉我们一些重要的原则，当我们讲到爱神的事情的时候。
And although God could make anything,
虽然神可以做任何他要的东西，
there is one thing that God cannot create.
但是有一件事情神不能创造的。
There's an old joke, can God make a rock big enough that he can't move it?
有一个笑话就是说神是能够创造一个很大很大的石头他自己举不动的。
But God can't create your love for him.
但是神不能创造你对他的爱。
That's the one thing God wants more than anything.
这个爱就是神所要的，高过一切的事情。
So scripture says that we should praise him.
所以经上告诉我们，我们应该赞美神。
Scripture says that we should listen to him.
经上告诉我们应该听神的话语。
And scripture says that we should fellowship with him.
经上告诉我们应该与神有关系。
When you look on the side of that little blue race car,
当我们看到那我赛车的旁边的时候，
the number is 8:1.
那个号码是 8:1.
Now, no race car out there has a colon in the middle of the numbers.
没有一个赛车在那个号码中间有一个colon.
If you look to the left of the number,
如果你看到那个号码的左边
，You'll see the word Romans.
你看到罗马这两个字。
Our race team is Romans 8:1 racing.
我们的赛车队是罗马八章二十一节的赛车队。
There is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
他说，故此所有在基督的里面的人没有定罪。
That's why we have that.
这个就是为什么我们要有那个号码在我们的车上。
We can praise God with a race car.
我们可以用赛车来赞美神。
We can show love to God with a race car.
我们可以用我们的赛车向神来表达我们对他的爱。
Sometimes though,
有时候
we can be afraid to show God to our neighbor.
我们可能有一点害怕对我们的邻居来表达我们对神的爱。
I teach in Los Angeles Unified School District.
我在洛杉矶的校区在教书。
And the Lord's name is used in vain a whole lot.
神的名字常常被妄称。
But in my classroom,
但是在我的教室里面。
But somebody likes to say God and then that word that begins with D,
当有些人在讲一些粗话的时候用神的话粗话的时候
I tell them you really don't want him to do that.
我告诉他们说你们真是不想要让神做那样的事情。
And I always get the strangest look when I do that.
当我这样讲的时候那些学生用很奇怪的眼光看我。
I said you need to go look at Sodom and Gomorrah for a while.
你们去要去看看那个圣经那两个被毁灭的城市。
And usually that takes care of nutrition for a couple of students. They'll come see me.
那个通常会解决一些让学生来找我谈一些事情。
But how we approach our love for God in our daily life.
我们到
how we show that love for God.
我们到底要怎么样在我们每天的生活当中向神来表达我们对他的爱。
Do you truly love God more than all these?
你真的爱神高过你身边的一切吗？
That's what it means.
这就是爱神真正的意义。
Now what about loving your neighbor?
那么怎么爱人，爱你的邻居呢？
You know that after 2 years,
你知道经过两年
of Christian service, religion, being in church,
在教会服侍两年之后
most people,
大部分的人
have no non-Christian friends,
他就再没有非基督徒的朋友了。
Think about it.
你们想一想。
Who are your friends, and are they all saved, or are you out fishing?
你的朋友是谁呢？他们都是基督徒吗？
Are you being the good Samaritan?
你是一个好的撒玛利亚人吗？
When you see somebody you don't necessarily know or don't necessarily like, are you doing something different for them?
当你看到一些你不认识的人，或是你真的不 care 的人，你真的会做一些对他们来做一些好事吗？
That little race car has been wrecked about 8 times this year.
那个赛车已经今年已经坏了8次。
It's when I go up to somebody that's wrecked us.
当我去面对那些把我车子弄坏的人。
And I extend the hand of fellowship.
我伸出友谊的团契的手，友谊的手。
And say, it's okay. How can we help you?
我跟那个人说，没有关系，你弄坏我的车，但是你要我怎么帮助你呢？
That love is truly shown to my neighbor.
在那一刻，我真是表达我对我邻居的爱。
How do you associate with others?
你怎么样跟别人来往？
Look at your heart and begin to think how you can touch others' lives.In ways that they can't imagine.
你要往你内心想一想，你到底怎么样能够做一些事情，你的邻居没有想到的，能够真的影响他们的生命。
There's another joke out there.
另外有一个笑话这么说。
Smile, people will wonder what you've been doing.
如果你对他们笑的话，他们会想说你到底有什么目的。
It is the greatest way to get yourself introduced.Other people.
对别人微笑是最好来介绍你自己的方法。
Everybody likes to be around joyful people.
每个人都喜欢围绕在一些很心情很愉快的人的身边。
Use your smile to impact others.
用你的微笑来影响别人的生命。
This church has been blessed with a food pantry.
这个教会很蒙福，有一个就是食物的柜子。
It's amazing that a church that used to have a $200,000 a year income,
这个教会以前每年有20万的收入
that now has a $40,000 a year income,
现在每年有40万的收入
gives out 3,000 pounds of food a week,
每个礼拜给40磅的食物
Every Wednesday, this churDelivers 3,000 pounds of food to the community.
每个礼拜三这个教会送出3,000磅的食物。
It's how we show love to people we don't even know.
这是我们向那些我们根本不认识的人来表达我们的爱心。
Now the website has my number.
那个网站有我的号码。
And I get calls all the time.
我经常接到很多的电话。
Is this the food pantry?
这是不是那个食物的站所。
Usually it's in the middle of class.
常常是在我在教课的当中。
I'll answer the phone, say this is Jeff, the pastor of the church on Pearl.
我回答电话我是这个在 Pearl 这个教会的牧师。
Their first question is,
他们第一个问题是
What do I need to get food?
我要做什么事情才能够得到你们的食物？
What they mean is, do I need a driver's license, an address, a phone number?
他们就是问说我是不是需要给你我的住址、我的电话啊、一些个人的资料才能够得到你的食物？
My response is, you don't need anything to get food.
我的回答是你不需要给我什么任何的东西，你可以得到这个食物。
Why do I need your address to give you some food?
为什么我需要你的住址才给你一些食物呢？
But so many people that give away food require all this from folks.
但是在这个社会，很多机构他给东西的时候就是需要这些资料。
I think it's a greater love to just give.
我想那是一个更高的爱，但你就是很单纯的就是给。
The secondDriving passage for me is Matthew 28, 16 through 20.
第二个在影响我生命的是在马太福音第二十八章我们刚刚读的地方。
I believe this is a good driving passage for all churches.
我相信这个是对教会能够很去推动教会的一个章节。
And the 11 disciples went to Galilee.
十一个门徒往加利利去。
To the mountain where Jesus had told him to go.
到了耶稣约定的山上。
When they saw him, they worshipped him.
他们见了耶稣就拜他。
But some doubted.
然而还有人疑惑。
Then Jesus came to them and said,
耶稣进前来对他们说,
All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我的。
Therefore,Go and make disciples.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
奉父子圣名的名给他们施洗。
And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded.
管我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守。
And surely I am with you to the very end of the age.
我就常与你们同在直到世界的末了。
Jesus is our purpose.
耶稣是我们的目的。
He is the only thing that covers our sin.
他是在唯一的人能够遮盖我们的罪。
How many have sinned?
我们有多少罪呢？
All.
所有的人都犯了罪。
Every single one of us walked in, we are sinners.
每一个进到这个地方的人都是一个罪人。
And the penalty for that sin is what?
那个罪的刑罚是什么呢？
Death. 死。So if all have sinned, and sin gets you death, you need to do something with that.
假如所有的人都是罪人，那罪的代价是死，我们真的需要做一些事情。
Romans 5:8 says,
罗马福音第五章第八节这么说。
But God demonstrates His love for us.
但神显明他的爱。
In that while we were still sinners,
在我们还做罪人的时候，
Christ died for us.
耶稣基督为我们的罪而死。
Let's have a perspective on this.
让我们看看这个事情的角度。
Someone I don't know,
一个我不认识的人
hits my wife.
如果他打我的太太的话
the only way that person can be forgiven,
那个人唯一那个人能够得到赦免的方法
is if I sacrifice my son for them.
就是我要牺牲我的儿子
recognize the magnitude.Of God's love for you,
你可以看到神的爱到底有多深多广。
It's amazing,
真是很奇妙。
An amazing grace,
真是奇妙的神的恩典。
While we were yet sinners,
当我们还是罪人的时候
，God sent His Son Christ to die for us.
神差他的独生子。为我们的罪来死。
Now this passage you should memorize.
这个经节你们要背下来。
It is the foundation of how you teach or take somebody to the cross.
这是你带一个人到十字架的面前的一个章节。
Romans 10:9 and 10.
罗马福音第十章第十节。
If you know this and can share this, someone can follow this.
假如你知道这个经节，你跟别人分享这个经节，别人就可以跟着你来做这个事情。
Here's the verse.
这个章节是这么说。
That if you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord.
你若口里承认耶稣基督是主。
And believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead.
心里相信神将他从死里复活。
You will be saved.
你就要得救。
Saved.
得救。
I mean, you only have to remember the first one, but the second one kind of helps.
你可能不需要记得第一个，但是第二个是有需要的。
For it's with your heart that you believe and are justified.
是从你的心里来相信你得到称义。
And it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved.
你是用你的嘴来认罪来得救。
I was born and raised a Roman Catholic.
我是生在一个天主教的家庭。
Spent 21 years in Roman Catholicism.
我花了21年的时间在天主教的教义里面。
I was baptized, confessed, and confirmed in the Catholic Church.
我在天主教教会里面来受洗来被坚定。
There's only one problem.
但是那边有一个问题。
I didn't believe God existed.
我从不相信神存在。
Now the Catholic Church asked the right question at 13.
天主教问了很对的问题。
When I was confirmed, they asked me.
当我被坚定的时候，他们问我说，
Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God?
你相信耶稣是神的儿子吗？
And that he has died for your sins.
他为你的罪来死。
And do you accept that death for your sins?
你愿意接受耶稣的死成为你赎罪的代价吗？
Now, the funny guy with a hat was over there.
那个有戴着奇怪帽子的人在那个地方。
And my parents were over there.
我的父母在我后面。
What do you think I said?
你想我要怎么讲？
But at 21, I met a girl.
但是在21岁的时候，我碰到一个女孩子。
It's the first time I had met a girl that was a virgin.
我第一次碰到一个处女的女孩子。
Her daddy was a Southern Baptist pastor.
她的父亲是一个美男浸信会的牧师。
And I went, she's cute.
她很漂亮。
But there was more in her than I had seen in my entire life.
但是我看在她里面有很多的东西高过我一生所有的东西。
And at the same time, a stupid question was rolling around in my head.
同时有一个很奇怪的问题在我的脑子里面。
Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
哪一个先来，到底是鸡呢，还是鸡蛋先有？
I'm gifted in math and science.
我在数学跟科学上面很强。
I bought everything that they had to give me.
我学会了数学跟科学能够给我的东西。
The problem is they can't answer that stupid question.
但是数学跟科学不能回答那个很笨的问题。
Something always was.
在这个世界可能一定有一个东西。
And for me, that was good.
那一个对我来讲就是神。
And once I figured out that God existed,
当我终于想通了神是存在的。
I figured I better do things his way.
我想我最好是做他的方法。
I actually went back to the Catholic Church.
我回去天主教。
That was my Sunday routine.
那是我每个礼拜天例行的事情。
And my Wednesday routine was an American Baptist church in Downey.
我礼拜三的例行就是到一个浸信会。
They changed my life.
他们改变了我的生命。
200 people my age, 20 to 21.
有200个人像我的年龄那样子。
Were singing songs to God with something on their face.
在他们唱歌的时候，对神唱歌的时候，他们的表情有一个东西。
I'd never seen it in church before.
我从来没有在天主教里面看到。
It was a smile.
是一个微笑。
And I said, I need that.
我要那个东西。
And they said, you need to invite Jesus in your heart.
他们说你需要邀请耶稣到你的心里面。
And I said, great.
我说好。
And from that day forward, I was saved.
从那一天开始我得救。
We need to have this mission of Jesus in our hearts and lives.
我们需要有这个使命在我们的心中。
For there is nothing else that takes away our sin.
因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名可以除去我们的罪。
Now, in that passage, it talks about making disciples.
在刚刚我们读的那个经文告诉我们怎么样使人成为基督的门徒。
About inviting, it doesn't say inviting Jesus into our hearts, but it says becoming his disciple.
他没有告诉我们请耶稣进到他们的心里面，但是告诉我们要使人成为基督的门徒。
But it also talks about teaching them all that I have commanded.
但是那边也讲到说要教导他们我所吩咐你们的一切。
You know, one of the ways that you love God is by keeping his commandments.
一个很简单的来表示你爱神，就是你遵守神的律法。
Now, recently, Baptists have been called homophobic.
最近浸信会被人家称为是那些很怕同性恋的。
Now, I want to share a passage from 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
我要跟你们再分享哥林多前书第五章。哥林多前书第五章。
It is actually reported that there is a sexual immorality among you and of a kind that does not occur even among pagans.
第一节这么说，风闻在你们中间有淫乱的事，这样的淫乱连外邦人中间也没有。
A man has his father's wife.
就是有人收了他的继母。
Wouldn't that be his mother?
那个是他的母亲。
And you are proud?
你做什么事情？
Shouldn't you rather have been filled with grief and have put out of your fellowship the man who did this?
你们并不宜哀痛，把行这事的人从你们中间赶出去。
Even though I am not physically present, I am with you in spirit.
我甚至虽不在你们那里，心却在你们那里。
And I've already passed judgment on the one who did this, just as if I were present.
好像我亲自与你们同在，已经判断了行这事的人。
When you are assembled in the name of our Lord Jesus, and I am with you in spirit, and the power of our Lord Jesus is present, hand this man over to Satan.
就是你们聚会的时候，我的心也同在，奉我们主耶稣的名。并用我们主耶稣的全能把行这事的人交给撒旦。
So that the sinful nature may be destroyed and his spirit saved.
败坏他的身体使他的灵魂在主耶稣的日子可以得救。
On the day of the Lord.
当在主耶稣的日子。
The reason we get called homophobic is because we like to pick on homosexuals.
我们会被人家称为说我们是怕那些同性恋的人，是因为我们喜欢谈论他们的事情。
We like to remind them of their sin.
我们喜欢提醒他们的罪。
Of course, we ignored adultery.
我们忽略了奸淫的事情。
Which is by far a greater sin in our churches.
奸淫在我们教会是一个更大的罪。
And we also completely ignore.
我们也忽略了。
Fornication.
那些淫乱的事情。
So these sins that are in our church, we ignore and go tackle this one.
我们忽略了在教会中很多败坏的事情，但是专门来攻击这个同性恋。
I'm not homophobic.
我不是一个怕同性恋的人。
I don't have a fear of homosexuals or homosexuality.
我并没有任何对同性恋的恐惧。
I'm not adulterophobic either.
我也不怕那些奸淫的事情。
And I don't even know how to say this, so I'm not foreign of whatever, phobic.
我不晓得怎么讲，但是我不是怕任何的事情。
But I sure am hellophobic.
但是我是很怕地狱。
Are you scared of hell?
你怕地狱吗？
We should be.
我们应该怕地狱。
I like this passage.
我喜欢这个章节。
Because it grabs a person who is caught in sexual sin.
这个地方谈到一个在犯罪中被抓的人。
Tells us what to do.
告诉教会要怎么对待这个人。
But speaks about the grace of God.
但是他谈到神的恩典。
See, our job is to tell folks what sin is.
我们的责任是告诉一个有罪的人罪是什么。
But our job is also to tell them how to get rid of the sin.
但是我们的责任也是不只告诉他有罪，也要告诉他怎么除去那个罪。
So that in the end, they are saved.
所以到最后的结果是那个人可以得救。
Churches have a tendency to be one way or another.
教会常常会走到一个方向，会走到另外一个方向。
They tend to follow either how women are or how men are.
他们常常会一直在跟随到底男人怎么样或女人怎么样。
Women have a tendency to seek love and affection. They want to belong.
女士比较强调感情，她们要有一个归属感。
That means that church just loves everybody. They just want to be with everybody. They want to have fellowship all the time. They just want to make sure everybody knows they're really cared about.
那样的教会就是很注重感情方面的事情，他们就有很注重团契，很注重在关心每一个人，真是感觉到被爱。
It's a feel good place.
那个是让你感到很舒服的一个地方。
I'm telling you, you need that in your church.
我在告诉你，你是需要这样的东西在你的教会。
You should feel loved in your church.
你应该在你的教会中感觉到被爱。
Now the other one is,
那另外一边呢？
Men tend to seek accomplishment and purpose in their lives.
男人就一直比较重视成就，比较重视目的在什么地方。
So men want to fix something or finish something or get the list done.
男人整天就是在想要把什么问题把它处理掉，什么把他们的目标给它定好，然后做到。
And I am absolutely a purpose-driven man.
我是一个目标导向的人。
To give you a kind of a picture of me.
我给你们一个我的画像。
The sanctuary you are in,
你们聚会的这个地方,
take a walk through these two doors when you get a chance sometime.
你们有空的话从这两个门走过去看看。
It used to look like that.
以前这个教堂就像那里面那样。
You know, I just have that nature, and I'm beginning a new project. If you haven't noticed in the backyard, I'm on my way.
你们可以看到在教会的后边，我就是那个个性，我就是要把东西整理好。
So the concrete got all broken up, it looks like a mess.
那个水泥地都坏了，看起来很乱。
Give it a couple months, it'll be a whole lot different.
你们给我几个月的时间会很不一样。
But churches have a tendency to get purpose-driven.
教会有时候很容易就是在朝着一个目标在走。
I don't know how many times I've been in a pastor's meeting, and the first question the other pastors ask me is,
我参加了很多牧师的聚会，第一个问题就是
How big is your congregation?
你教会有多少会友？
They wonder why I don't go to pastor's meetings.
这就是为什么不希望去牧师的聚会。
I don't know how to fix the size of my congregation.
啊，我不晓得怎么来处理这个我教会人数的问题。
I'm lucky if I see 25 or 30 a week.
啊，我很高兴，我如果看到20-30个人来聚会，我就很高兴。
But I've been able to take this church.
但是我可以带领这个教会。
From being a secular school,
从一个素食的学校
to a place that serves just God,
变成一个只有服事神的地方。
Our Hispanic congregation has gone from five, they have five in their family,
我们西班牙的教会从五个家庭
to 150 or 200 folks,
从到现在有150个人在聚会。
Pastor Isaú is doing a great job.
这个沙乌牧师他真是做得很好的工作。
Pastor Kenny walked across the street from Santa Monica College and asked one day, can I use a room?
这个牧师有一天从那个 Santa Monica 的那个社区学校走过来说我是不是可以有一个房间。
I've seen 30 Korean students in his classroom.
我看到在他的教室里面有30个韩国的学生。
We're so thrilled that you've been able to come, and we know that you won't be here forever.
我们很高兴你能够来，我们知道你不会永远在这个地方。
But what an opportunity to use God's property for God's purpose.
但是这是最好的，就让神的教会来服侍神。
Some of you have met our gentleman upstairs on the right.
你们当中可能有一些人到看到我们上面的那个右边那个角落的地方。
It's Pastor Sherwood Hastings.
是一个叫 Sherwood 的牧师。
Sherwood was a pastor up north.
他以前是在北部牧会。
His church didn't want to reach his community.
他的教会不愿意对他的社区来传福音。
He brought some Hispanic kids into the congregation.
他就带领一些他讲墨西哥话的人来到我们教会。
They said they don't look like us.
他虽然跟我们不太一样。
Pastor, you can leave.
你可以带领。
And Sherwood had an inkling in his heart to come and preach the gospel street preacher wise on the promenade.
这个 Sherwood 他是一个很有恩赐的人，可以在街头上来布道的人。
The association brought him to me and said, do you have a place for him?
我教会的同工来问我说，你有地方给他吗？
I have a room.
我有一个房间。
That's why he's here.
这就是为什么他在这个地方。
But if the school was here, he wouldn't be.
若是学校在这个地方，他就不可能来参加我们教会的仪式。
If the school was here, the Hispanic ministry wouldn't be.
若是学校还在用这个地方，西班牙的会友就不可能在这个地方聚会。
That was their office in kindergarten.
那个地方就是他们的办公室跟他们的幼稚园。
The food pantry is the Spanish room.
换食物的地方就是西班牙的教室。
What I'm saying is, these two things need to come together.
我所要讲的就是说这两个事情需要
在一起。The love, the feeling, the affection that a woman wants.
那个爱人让人感觉到被爱。让人感觉到在这个地方很舒服。
Needs to be present in a church that has a purpose, that purpose being Jesus Christ, and to teach his commandments.
那需要存在一个教会，有一个有目标的教会，那个目标就是要教导人来认识耶稣，教导人来遵守耶稣的诫命。
Let me just say these last few things.
让我讲最后的几件事情。
We must be purpose driven, we must share Jesus.
我们这是必须要有目标导向，我们需要来分享耶稣。
We must teach his commandments and we must keep his commandments.
我们必须教导他的教训，我们要遵守耶稣的教训。
We must be love driven as well.
我们也必须是爱的导向。
It is not religion that we serve.
我们不是在服侍一个宗教。
I did that for 21 years in Catholicism.
我曾经在我的生命当中用21年这么做。
Did my penance on Sunday for 45 minutes.
我坐在教会45分钟。
Made sure I found the priest that gave the shortest sermon.
我再找一个讲道讲最短的神父。
So we don't serve religion, but we serve God.
我们不是在服侍一个宗教，我们在服侍一个神。
We love not because we have to.
我们爱不是我们必须爱。
But because we want to.
是因为我们要爱。
It is not ourselves we serve, but it is our neighbors that we serve.
我们不是在服侍自己，而是要服侍我们的邻居。
It really comes down to my life purpose.
归根究底就是到底我人生的目的是什么。
And my church's mission.
我们教会的使命是什么。
We love God.
我们爱神。
We love people.
我们爱人。
We share Jesus.
我们分享耶稣。
And we teach the Bible.
我们教导圣经。
I would think that's it.
我想这样就够了。神祝福你们。